Hey best friends, it's your favorite girl Stacy. So I'm back again. So today guys, we'll be talking about how you can boost your self-confidence and build your self-esteem. So maybe you had issues with low self-esteem growing up or as a result of adulthood or whatever the situation may be. Today I'll be sharing some tips on how you can boost your self-confidence, and I'll also give you a little background story of how I lost my self-confidence and my self-esteem and how it really affected me. So first of all, what is self-esteem? Self-esteem is knowing and embracing your value and self-worth. You're actually happy with who you are and you feel like you deserve happiness, okay? You know that you deserve the good things of life. So you know that your self-esteem is actually really high when you know your worth as a person. So self-esteem is really important because it allows you to feel confident speaking up for yourself and carrying a sense of deservingness of happiness. Okay, so let me just tell you a little story. So growing up, I struggled with low self-esteem and I had daddy issues. It was really a problem. Yeah, it was really a big deal because I'm the first child of five. So, you know, in African homes, as the first child, there is always this sense of responsibility. Oh, you're the first child. Oh, you should know that. Oh, okay, everybody's looking up to you. Oh, you're the first child. Oh, you can't flop. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, everybody, you know, this kind of pressure, like, you, from even from a little age, like from a young age, you're already faced with pressures of life. It might not really be financially, but it might actually be like emotionally, it might be physically and all of that. So I came from this home where my parents were really strict, very strict, like very strict. You're not allowed to keep friends, you're not allowed to make friends, you're not allowed to go out. Like if you must go out, my mom should be out. Not even being aware, like my mom should go with you or my dad will go with you. Like that's really how bad it was. So you can't say, oh, I want to go visit a cousin or a friend. Nah, we don't visit in our home. Like you don't visit. Like if we must go and visit for holiday, my mom will go with us, like just to be sure of what we're doing around there, to be sure of the conversations we're having there, to be sure of what we are doing and all of that. So that was like the kind of home I grew up from. So as a child, I was really this smart child, okay? So I was this child that always loved to do her thing her way. I don't know if you know, if you have little ones like that, if you have siblings like that, they want to do their things their way. They're always coming up with the bossy kind of, oh, I'm a big girl, I can do this myself. Sometimes they don't really even have to say, like with their attitude, with their tone of voice, with their body languages and all of that, you just know that, oh, this child just likes to always do things by themselves. As a little age, I was already eating by myself. Like I wouldn't let anybody feed me and all of that. Like at the age of 3-4, I would want to wash plate. I would just want, like, I was always just acting so little baby, like this was always being so big girly, so bossy and all of that. So I was really such a smart child, but somehow the devil knew that there was a lot to me. The devil knew that, oh, okay, this child is going to grow up to be something really valuable. So he actually like found a way to, he wanted to really dim my light so bad, and he actually used my dad, and it's such a pity that he fell. Like I'm coming from a really Christian home, so it's not going to be like, oh, okay, my parents are not Christians and stuff, like they're strong Christians, like I mean really strong Christians. And it's not like I'm coming from a broken home. My parents are still so much in love up to now, like they're still so much in love with each other, like they can't really live without each other. So it wasn't really about coming from a broken home or coming from a non-Christian home or stuff like that. It was just the devil's strategy. So sometimes the devil looks are things that we love, like he just looks for little ways to destroy the things that we really care about, and we sometimes he uses us unknowingly. So that's why even the Bible says that he that is standing should be aware that he does not fall, because sometimes you feel like you're strong, oh, the devil can have a hold of me, or the devil can do this, but the way you're gonna fall, you're not gonna know it. So that's why we all need to be vigilant. That's why even the Bible says we should be alert, because the devil is walking around like a roaring lion looking to divorce someone. Do you understand? So he actually found a way to get to my dad. Yeah, so my dad always saw me as this child that was too smart. Oh, you don't have to be so smart. Oh, you're a woman. Why do you have to be so smart? Oh, blah, 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 blah. He had a problem with the fact that I was too smart. Like, if I come back from school, like, during the end of the term, and let's say I come back with a third position. Ah, why would you come back with a third position? Oh, your mates are coming with first. How many heads do they have? Sometimes my mom would be like, can you just cut this girl a slap? Like, just appreciate her for the little things she's doing. Like, this is a child. Learn how to appreciate. It was really a problem. Like, my dad had a problem with everything I was doing. It was a big problem. It was a big problem. So at some point, I found it really difficult. Like, I really could not understand where the whole hate, the whole anger and the aggression was coming from. So he actually made me, I said, withdrawing from people, because if my dad is around, I can't talk. Like, I'm not even, who am I to open my mouth and talk? Like, he always made me feel so worthless, so useless. He would always remind me of how really useless I am, how worthless I am, how I can't even be anything useful, or how he's not even hoping on me for anything, or blah 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 blah. Sometimes you've been asking, like, what do you even think you are? So growing up, because of that, like, I was really an introvert. Like, I would always prefer to be inside by myself, like, on my own, sometimes even doing nothing. Like, so I found it really difficult to even associate with my own siblings. So, you know, growing as being an introvert is one thing. Then having a parent that actually always makes you feel less of yourself was another thing. So it was like that. Like, my dad did not, like, there was nothing good. You know, when there's actually nothing good coming out from this person. Really, that's how it just was for me. That's how my dad felt like. I felt like, oh, okay, there was really nothing good. He was always saying, oh, you're a very proud person. People are complaining that you don't talk to people. You're always on your own. You're very proud. Oh, you're very this. Oh, you're always that. So that my mom would be like, really, can't you sit down and observe the child you gave birth to? You know that this person, she's not the type that likes associating. She doesn't know how to associate with people. I really don't know how to make friends. Like, I struggled with making friends. Like, I could not, because I came from a home where friends are not allowed. My parents would tell you, oh, make friends with your siblings. Oh, your siblings are the best friends you can have. Make friends with your parents. My mom was always with us gisting and all those kind of things. Like, any hot gist that comes up, it was always my mom first. So at some point, I was really so close to my mom, like, to the point where people were even so scared of telling me stuff. Because if you tell me, I'm gonna tell my mother. I'm sorry. So it was like that. Yeah, so that was actually how my parents, like, trained us. That's how we were raised. So it really became a problem. I did not know how to talk to people outside. I was really this very timid child, because every day they are reminding me of how useless I am, how worthless I am, how proud I am. Or every time you'd be like, you think you're too smart, like, what do you even think you are, blah blah blah. Because I always found a way of, if there's a mess, I would always find a way out of it. Like, you can't catch me sitting in a mess, nah. I would always find a way to come out of it. So he had a problem with that. But my mom, on the other hand, loved the fact that I can always come out of a mess by myself. She loved the fact that, oh, there was this independent nature in this girl. Oh, she's not the type that likes to depend on people for stuff. She likes to do things herself and all that. My mom really enjoyed that fact. She loved that about me. But my dad, on the other hand, completely hated that about me. He was this very authoritative kind of person. So he wanted this, oh, I would always come to him for everything. But on the other hand, I was always, like, trying to just be by myself and all of that. So he really had a problem with it. So it was really a struggle. He would always call me names. Funny enough, sometimes he call me names like, oh, you're a prostitute. Like, even when I knew nothing about the opposite sex, it was that bad. So I remember one particular scenario that happened at home. My mom asked me to go and nick my hair. So then I was actually done with secondary school or high school. I don't know how. So I was really done with secondary school or high school, depending on where you're from and you're listening to this, okay? So I had friends from secondary school, yeah, and I told one of my friends, I was like, oh, okay, I want to make my hair, because my friends were, like, coming around from school and all of that. Some of them, like, were looking for admission and all those stuff. So I was like, okay, I want to make my hair. And she was like, oh, come around now, I have someone that really makes hair so well in my compound. She can actually make your hair. I'll tell her you're coming. She's actually free today. And since our friends are coming, oh, it's going to be fun and all. I said, okay, no problem. So she told the girl, like, oh, okay, I should come around, that she's free. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I went there to go and get my hair done. You know how it was like being with friends, there was this delay, we're talking, we're gisting and all of that. So sort of it delayed me. So it was now getting dark, it was getting to night. My dad was like calling, he was raving, he was ranting, why would you be outside till this time and all. And I was like, oh okay, I went to make my hair, and where I went to make my hair was a little bit far from the house. He was like, you dare start coming back to the house, if not you're not going to enter my house again. What do I have to do now? I had to, like, funny enough, I had to like pack my hair. Like, I wasn't even done with my hair. I had to pack my hair like that. I had to come back home. Even when he saw the fact that my hair was half, first of all, he started with, oh yeah, that's why she came back by this time. Where are you coming from? Like, I went to make my hair, like, look at my hair. Not as if it's not, like, you're seeing it that I'm not even done. Like, I'm not even done with the hair. He said, shut up. You went to visit a man. You're coming from me. She's coming from a hotel with a man. She went to sleep with a man. I was like, blood of Jesus. Oh. So after that, he wasn't winning. My mom was like kicking again. Why would you even say that about my daughter? Like, why? Know the kind of thing. Know how it is like when parents are like fighting and all of that. Like, why would you even say that about her? Don't say that. Like, see, she went to make her hair. My mom was like, oh, you didn't have to go so far to make your hair. Now there are salons around here, all of that. He was like, yes. Now, don't mind her. She's a thief. My mom was like, she stolen anything from you before? Like, she said, she's a thief now, she's a criminal. That's why she went that far, so that she will save some of the money you gave her, so she will not spend everything. She went to somewhere that is actually cheaper. Hey God. Like that day, I cried myself to bed. Like, I was like, God, please, what is all of this? Like, so I had to imagine going through all of this. Like, my dad would beat me out for every little thing. Like, even if my other siblings do something, they would beat me. Like, he was always looking for something against me. So because of that, I really, like, hated my dad. I wouldn't want to say hate. Hate is such a strong word. But I did not like my dad. Like, we were not friends. Like, sort of, we were enemies staying in one house. Like, we're not friends. We don't talk to each other. Just good morning, good afternoon. Oh, okay, this one or that. Like, there was no dad father-daughter relationship. There was nothing like that, because we saw ourselves like some. At a point, there was a day he told me he hated me, and I was like, and I hate you as well. Like, so it was really a problem. Like, it was really bad. Like, so because of that, I had self-esteem issues. You know, when there's a constant reminder that you're not good enough, or you're a bad person, or nobody can love you, oh you're proud, oh you're useless, you're worthless, and all of that. I was hearing that constantly. So when I was growing up, like when I entered adulthood, it was a problem making friends. It was a problem like associating. Even when I'm around people, I can't talk, I can't converse freely, I can't even have a decent conversation, because oh, there's this thought, there's this reminder that oh, shut up, you're not better, like you're not good, you're useless, you're worthless. So what do you want to see? Like, you can't even have a proper what are you saying? Like, just keep quiet. So I would always keep quiet. Because of that, I was so introverted, I was so timid, I was so shy, I can't even talk in public. It was a really big problem. It was sometimes even when people that on the norm, like I should not even be scared of, like I would be scared of having conversations with them, or I feel like, oh, this person. In fact, I felt like everybody was better than me. So there was even a time I learned a skill. So telling people that, oh okay, this is what I do, I actually told someone that, oh I do this, so oh yeah, I'm a makeup artist. And she's like, oh okay, you're a makeup artist, that's nice, let me see your jobs. I think I actually have a job this weekend. You know, that point I was so scared, I couldn't even defend what I was doing. Like, you know, I had low self-esteem even when it came to my career, like my business, my skill. I had low self-esteem. God, it was a very big problem. So I not realized, like I just sat down and told myself, like, what is all of this? So I not realized, I had to like go back to the drawing board. I'm like, oh okay, so we can't continue like this. You can't, obviously, you really cannot continue like this. You have to change. There has to be a change. What do you need to do? What is that thing that you need to do to change this narrative? You can't be like this. No, you really can't. So I had to be really intentional about it. And I actually like went through some steps that actually helped me to build my self-confidence. And when people see me today, they're like, oh, you're so bold. Oh, you're so audacious. You're so audacious, you're so tenacious. I'm like, I was never like this. If you don't want to hear the story, I was never like this. Like, I used to be this very timid person. Like, I can't even talk in public. Like, I can't, in a public, I don't want to be seen. Like, if I'm out in public, I don't want anybody to notice me. That was how bad it was. I did not want anybody to notice me. I always wanted to just hide inside the crowd. So how did I build or boost my self-esteem? So I'll be sharing like some tips on how I actually did that. So first of all, I know that there are so many people or so many persons that are struggling with low self-esteem. Sometimes we don't really tell ourselves the truth. Sometimes we just hide in the, oh, I'm an introvert. We just hide in the shadow of being an introvert. We just hide there. Oh, I'm an introvert. Sometimes that isn't really the case. Sometimes you're suffering from low self-esteem and you don't know it. Like, you really don't know it. So if you know someone that is suffering from low self-esteem, or you really are suffering from low self-esteem, you really need to come out of it. So how can you build your self-esteem? Number one, be mindful about self-criticisms. We can't change something if we don't realize that there is something to change. So first of all, we need to be aware of our negative self-talk, because without this awareness, we can really easily fall into the trap of believing our self-limiting talks. Oh, know that, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not worth good things happening, oh, I don't deserve this, this person is good for me, or this thing is too good for me, or this is too good to be true, and all of that. So if you're not really careful, we'll start believing these self-limiting talks. And as soon as you see yourself going through the path of self-criticism, you need to remind yourself quickly that these are just mere thoughts and not facts. And also, we need to understand that language is so really powerful. Language is so powerful, and the things you say to yourself matters a lot. The words you choose to say out loud to yourself can actually have a negative or a positive impact on you. What you tell yourself in public or in private, what is that thing? What do you tell yourself? When you look into the mirror, what do you see? What do you tell yourself? Even the Bible says that the tongue is very powerful, because it can either build or it can tear down. So whenever these negative thoughts start coming out of your heart and mind, stop and think, is this thing I'm saying actually true? Is this how God sees me? Is this the way God perceives me? What does God say about me? What is God's idea of me? When God created me, what did he have in mind? Did God say, I'm creating this person to be worthless, to be useless? What is God's idea of me? So this actually thing, when you begin to ponder on all these things, like, what does God say about me? What does God think about me? How does God see me? So if we begin to see ourselves through God's lens, then we can actually change the way we think. Because you know that definitely God will not call you useless, or God will not call you worthless, or God will not call you stupid and all of that. So if you know that God cannot call you either of these things, why do you have to call yourself that? Why do you have to say that to yourself? That is number one. Think, be very careful of what you say to yourself. Your language is really important. Number two, be mindful of your relationships. So let me ask you quickly, do you really or regularly catch yourself in toxic relationships? Or do you feel like you're always going, you're always gravitating to people, you're always giving to people more than they give to you? You know that you're always gravitating to people that always want to collect from you but don't want to give. Do you always see yourself in such relationships? If yes, then those relationships are just reflecting the belief and self-perfect perception you have about yourself. When you allow yourself to stay in relationships where you're not treated with respect, you confirm those self-beliefs of not being good enough. You will keep justifying the way others treat you. Oh, and I'm not only just talking about romantic relationships here. I'm also talking about normal friendships, friendship with co-workers, and even family members. So it is really very important to curate your relationships to have by your side people who cherish you and treat you with respect. Be very careful, be very intentional about your friendships, your relationships. If you have friends who always talk down on you, you really have to leave that circle. If you notice that you're always gravitating towards toxic people, hello, you really have to. There's a problem. You need to check yourself. You need to check your mind. You need to check the things you consume. So we need to only associate with people who love and treat you with respect. If people around you are negative, continually talking bad about themselves, criticizing everything and everyone, actually going to play a huge role in how you will see yourself and the frame of mind you will carry. So it is really very important to watch closely those around you and the kinds of content you consume. If people around you are surrounded with negativity, at some point you begin to absorb this energy, you begin to say negative things, you begin to believe these negative things. Okay, the third one is, don't let your past define you. Because you failed once or twice in something doesn't make you a failure, or doesn't always mean that you're always going to fail at everything. Giving yourself permission to start over and write a new story. The story you truly want is obligatory if you're going to really nail this believe in yourself theory. So you really have to give yourself permission to start afresh. If you fail at something, okay, yes, I failed, I can actually do better next time. You get up, pick up your pieces, start over again. Don't allow yourself to sit there sulking, crying about your past. It has happened. It has happened, yes. But what, how you take it, how you absorb these thoughts, what you do next is actually what is really going to actually matter. Okay? Punishing yourself for your past mistakes and missed opportunities will only bring your self-efficacy levels really down and make you feel trapped in the past. You have everything you need to become the woman you always wanted to become, but you need to actually, first of all, let go of the past. Let go of that hurt. That person that hurt you, let it go. Let go of the past. It could be relationship, it could be family hurt, it could be whatever it is. It could be mistakes that you've made. Let them go. Let your past go. Only then can you start becoming that woman you've always dreamt about. Then the next thing you need to do is invest in self-development. Reading just a book or a few blog posts here and there isn't really good enough. Self-development is about making a commitment with yourself that you always be growing, learning new things, and investing in the most essential assets of your life, which is yourself. So the more you invest in yourself, the more confident you are going to become. And one of actually my favorite ways of investing in myself is reading books. So I'm going to do a podcast on self-development books that you can actually read to help you become that woman that you want to be. Yeah, I'm going to do a completely different podcast on some self-development books that you can read. So stay tuned. So another way that you can actually improve your self-development is sign up for online courses or classes. If there is this skill you've always wanted to learn, sign up for it. If there is something you really, a knowledge you want to acquire, sign up for. It could be an online class, it could be an online course. Take yourself out on a treat. You don't have to wait for someone to do that for you. You can just say, oh, okay, I want this weekend, let me just go see a movie by yourself. Or let me just go and swim. Whatever you're craving, just take yourself out on a treat. Treat yourself like you, the way you would want someone else to treat you. Buy yourself a gift, no matter how small it is, every month. That is one thing that I really did that actually helped me. Buy yourself a gift every month, no matter how really small it is. It could actually be something really tiny, really, really not so big, not so much, not so expensive. So every month, get yourself a gift. Get a degree if you don't already have one. If you're not a graduate, if you don't have a degree, get yourself a degree. Enroll in a school. It could be a part-time program, it could be a full-time program, depending on your schedule, depending on how free you really are, depending on your routine. So get a degree. Very important. As a woman, you need to have a degree. Don't let this whole societal school is camp thing deceive you. Sweetie, please get a degree. Start that business. What is that business you've always wanted to start? It could be cooking, it could be enrolling in a culinary school, it could be selling something. Oh, you love to sell, you love to carry bags. Fine, you can start a bag business. Oh, you love shoes, you can start a shoe business. Oh, there's this skill you love. Oh, you love to make people look beautiful. You can start becoming a makeup artist. But start a business, start something. When you have money, it actually increases your self-confidence. Ah, Oluwa, money. Hey, money will increase your self-confidence. You're not gonna believe it. I'm telling you the truth. So when you have money, your self-confidence is gonna increase. It's gonna increase. I know what I'm talking about. So start a business, start making money. It could not be so much, it could be just little tokens, but you can start. Even if it's just a little token, you can just start somewhere. Just start a business, start doing something that will earn you money. From there you can actually grow to do bigger things. Okay, so and appreciate your physical being. Okay, like do things every day that would actually make your physical better. Let's say you're on the fat side or whatever, you can enroll in a gym, start working out. Or you can just, if you stay in somewhere that is safe, maybe an estate or stuff, you can just wake up every morning and jog around your estate. Let's say you can do it 3 times or 4 times a week. But if you can afford to go to the gym, you can enroll in a gym. Watch how you eat. Watch the kind of things you eat. Invest in your appearance, the kind of dresses you wear. Don't let the problem, like they will always say, don't allow your problem to show on your body. Do you understand? So invest in your dresses. Don't have to be so expensive to be classy. You can get really classy dresses that are not so expensive. Iron your dresses when you're coming out, look really nice and presentable. See, when you look good, your self-confidence is gonna increase. When you're dressing, like invest in dresses, invest in your dressing. You don't have to have the whole world. You don't have to break a bank to look good. You can even buy thrift dresses, thrift outfits, wash them really well, iron them. Maybe get a pair of jewelry, wear them, and you're gonna look so nice. Brush your hair, make sure your hair is neat. Make sure your dresses are always ironed. Don't wear rumpled clothes. Like, I don't know, have you seen any wealthy person wearing dress in rumpled dresses? Mm-mm. So always ensure that you look good. Always ensure that you're looking at it. Invest in perfumes. Use good deodorant. Good deodorants are always not so expensive. They are actually affordable deodorants that are so nice. So invest in deodorant. Invest in your physical appearance. Another thing that is very important is prayer. You need to pray like your life depends on it, because in reality, your life depends on prayer. Pray like your life depends on it. Pray every day. Like, develop a really close relationship with God. Develop a really close relationship with God. Like, make God your best friend. Like, that's actually one way you can build your self-esteem, when you have a close relationship with God. But if you're so close to God, you begin to see yourself from the lens that God is seeing you. And you know that, oh, okay, this thing that people are saying about me, that is not what I am, because that is not what my Father says I am. So you know that there's this confidence that, oh, I am Imago Dei. I am Imago Dei. Do you know who I am? Do you know who my Father is? My Father is not seeing me from this light. My Father can never say I'm worthless. I am not worthless. Do you understand? So really, draw close to God. Like, have a really intimate relationship with God. But that is one way you can boost your self-esteem. That is something that really helped me, and trust me, it's going to help you. So another way you can actually boost your self-esteem is practice affirmations. An affirmation is usually a sentence of powerful words put together like a positive statement. And this sentence is aimed to tap into your subconscious and conscious mind to motivate you, to challenge you, and to push you to reach your full potential in life. So practice affirmations, practice positive affirmations. You can go online to research positive affirmations, write them down in a diary or maybe on your notepad, and keep it very close to your pillow. Every day when you wake up, recite them, staring at yourself in the mirror. Like, I mean, you can do this for 30 days straight. By the time you do this thing for 30 days straight, it's going to become a part of you. You're going to be very used to it. Subconsciously, you begin to say it to yourself, even without looking at the book. So do this before bed as well. Repeat these positive affirmations. Repeat them. Look at the mirror. Tell yourself, I am beautiful. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am successful. I am Imago Dei. I am God's handwork. I'm highly favored by God. Everything I do will succeed. The work of my hand is blessed. Just these are positive affirmations you can say to yourself. Tell yourself every day. And when you repeat positive affirmations, it begins to affect your When you repeat positive affirmations, it actually affects you. Like, it affects your neurological pathways. It actually automatically speaks into your subconscious, and
at some point it begins to become your reality and you begin to have a healthier and happier life. You notice that you're happier. You can just tell, like, you know, when this thing begins to work in your subconscious, you can just see, like, oh, I'm beautiful. I say it's something, it just happens. I'm beautiful. Oh God, Stacey, you're so fine. No, God, the creator. Yeah, see, look at the beauty. I just tell myself, oh, I'm so successful. Oh, more, I'm successful. I am imago Dei. Look at God's creation. Ah, I am highly favored. I'm the highly favored one. I'm the one that God has favored. I am successful. I am rich. I create wealth. I just say these things subconsciously. It just happened. I just said I'm telling myself, because these are the things that I've actually, like, gotten used to with time. So it has actually stuck with my subconscious. Do you understand? So when you do this, it actually becomes your reality, and you notice that your confidence level will begin to increase. And lastly, please reduce your indulgence in social media. Yeah, I know that this is the social media age, and one way or the other, we might get carried away by it. Yeah, most of us, we run our businesses on social media, but you need to really, like, be careful of the blog sites you enter. You need to be really careful of the informations you read, because social media has a way of lowering our self-confidence in a very subtle way. When you place your value on how many likes you receive from a picture or a video, or how many views you've gotten, or how many engagements, you begin to compare your life with someone else's filtered images, and you begin to question your happiness and the quality of your life. You don't know that these people, they just really know how to take good pictures. Come on, sometimes they even actually borrow outfits, borrow clothes, borrow shoes, borrow phones, take good pictures, edit them very well, and you begin to ask yourself questions. You begin to question yourself, ah, God, what am I doing or doing right? I look at this girl, I can't be like this. Why is she better than me? It begins to lower your self-esteem. But really, you have to stop that, okay? You are the best version of yourself that you can be. Nobody is like you. There is nobody like you. You are you, and you are you alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't stop comparing yourself to others. Don't compare yourself. Comparison is a thief of joy. It's a stealer of time. It steals your joy. It steals your happiness. Like, it robs you of the joy of life. Stop comparing yourself. You're fat and someone else is slim. Beautiful. You are beautiful in your own way. If there are things you need to work on, get up and work on them. But you're the perfect person. You're the best version of yourself. Definitely, you're going to have good friends. Invest. Look for friends that actually love and appreciate you. Surround yourself with people that love and appreciate you. People that value you. Not people that tear you down. Not people that always say negative things about you. Like, be very careful and very intentional about your friendships. Very, very careful. Be very careful about the things you indulge in, the things you take in, the things you absorb. Because it's really going to affect you in the long run. Like, it's really going to affect you if you're not careful. It actually, like, help to reduce your self-esteem. If you actually have a high self-esteem, it begins to lower. And if you don't have, if you're struggling with low self-esteem, yeah, it's even gonna be the worst. So you need to be very careful. And like I always say, pray. Develop a very close relationship with God. A very close relationship with God. Your imago Dei, you are God's image, you're God's creation. See yourself the way God sees you, and definitely your self-esteem is going to really increase. So guys, I'm going to call it off today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in another episode of Arise with Stacey. I love you guys so much. Please share this podcast with your friends and loved ones. Tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend, because I love you guys so much. So I'll see you when I see you again.